Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, The Two Doorkeepers of Vaikunda, Jaya and Vijaya, Curse by the Sages. Text number 1. Brahmovacha iti tat granatam tesham Muninam yoga dharminam pratinandya jagadadedam vaikunta nilayo vibhu brahmo vacha iti tat granatam tesham Muninam yoga dharminam pratinandya jagadadedam vaikunta nilayo prabhu brahmo vacha iti tat grinatam tesham Muninam yoga dharminam pratinandya jagadadedam vaikunta nilayo vibhu. The personality of a Godhead said, "These attendants of mine, Jaya and Vijaya, name have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me." Purport. To commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that he may commit offense. But the difference is that when one is in a Vaikuntha planet, even if by chance one commits an offense, he is protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the serviator, as seen in the present incident concerning Jaya and Vijaya. The word atikramam used herein indicates that in offending a devotee, one neglects the Supreme Lord himself. By mistake, the doorman held the sages from entering Vaikuntha Loka. But because they were engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord, their annihilation was not expected by the advanced devotees. The Lord's presence on this spot was very pleasing to the hearts of the devotees. The Lord understood that the trouble was due to his lotus feet not being seen by the sages, and therefore he wanted to please them by personally going there. The Lord is so merciful that even if there is some impediment for the devotee, he himself manages matter in such a way that the devotee is not bereft of having audience at his lotus feet. There is a very good example in the life of Haridas Thakur. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur, who happened to be Mohammedan by birth, was with him. In Hindu temples, especially in those days, no one but a Hindu was allowed to enter. Although Haridas Thakur was the greatest of all Hindus in his behavior, he considered himself as a Mohammedan and did not enter the temple. Lord Chaitanya could understand his humility And since he did not go to see the temple, Lord Chaitanya himself, who is non-different from Jagannath, used to come and sit with Haridas Thakur daily. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, we also find the same behavior of the Lord. His devotees were prevented from seeing his lotus feet, but the Lord himself came to see them on the same lotus feet for which they aspired. It is also significant that he was accompanied by the goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune is not to be seen by ordinary persons. But the Lord was so kind that although the devotee did not aspire for such an honor, he appeared before them with the goddess of fortune. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Yatinana Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pashatya Shatarina Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we are starting today a new chapter of third canto. It explains It mostly explains about how Lord became so merciful and he himself came to see the devotees who are at the gate of Vaikuntha Loka. In the first verse it is said Iti tad grinatam tesham muninam yoga dharminam pratinandya jagadadedam vaikuntha nilayo prabhu. That is Vaikuntha. The place which is bereft of anxiety is known as a Vaikuntha. Or Vikuntha. Kuntha means anxieties. And Lord's abode is free from all anxieties. But still, it seems to be a contradictory here. When his devotees got cursed, Lord himself got in anxiety and he came runningly out. But that anxiety is not for something material things. or some hankering, but that was for the benefit of living entity. And that anxiety also had the place of eternity. Because of that, Lord came to the gate to give the darshan to his devotees who are aspiring to see his lotus feet. And here in the second verse, it is explained, who are these two gatekeepers? Their name is Jaya and Vijaya. And Lord himself says that they have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. So as explained in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that avajananti na bhajanti sthanat bhrashta patanti adaha. Living entity, he never understands the Lord. He ignores him. Avajananti na bhajanti, and he stops worshipping the Lord. Sthanat bhrashta patanti adaha, and he falls down to this material world. Why one offends other? Because he forgets the Lord. He ignores the presence of the Lord. As explained, that Lord is residing everywhere. Jali, Sthali, Kashi, Pashan, everywhere. He stays on the earth, in water, air, ether. Everywhere. There is no place where he does not reside. And that's why in the Narsimha prayer we say that ito Narsimha, parato Narsimha, yato yato yami, tato Narsimha. But still we ignore him. We ignore his presence. And that makes us to commit offense. And Prabhupada in the first line of this purport, he says, to commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that he may commit offense. But the difference is that when one is in Vaikuntha planet, even if he by chance commits an offense, he is protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the serviator, as seen in the present incident concerning Jaya and Vijaya. As Rupa Goswami Pad says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshaya. Somehow or other one should engage his mind in Krishna's service. Why? Because maneva manushyanam karanam moksha bandhaya. Mind is the cause of our bondage and liberation. And that uncontrolled mind ignores the presence of Lord and performs some activities which are abominable. And it is said, even in Vaikuntha Loka also there is a chance to commit offense. That's why Mahaprabhu says, offense to the Vaishnava is considered as a mad elephant. Because mad elephant never discriminates anything. He enters anywhere, at any place, and destroys that thing. If you people want to read it, then what should I speak then? Everyone is just looking at the book. Better than we should just read book and finish it off. So, here Prabhupada gives wonderful example of Lord's compassion towards his devotees. Especially, he is giving example of Haridas Thakur, who was born in Mohammedan family. And those days, even today also in Jagannath Puri, they don't allow any other religious person to enter into temple of Lord Jagannath. And those days it was very prominent. And being a Mohammedan, Haridas Thakur even never used to go on the road on which the Pandas used to move. So he used to sit at one place, and from there he used to have a darshan of Chakra of Jagannath temple, and he used to chant his rounds. By seeing that humility of Haridas Thakur, Lord Jagannath in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and sit with him and used to give him his wonderful association. One day Lord Jagannath or Lord Chaitanya got one bakula stick which they used to offer it for Lord Jagannath to clean his teeth, datun they call. He came and he gave it to Haridas Thakur and asked him to plant it. And he planted that, and now also, at present also you can see that stick transform into the tree, bakula tree. So Lord is so merciful for his own devotees. He is ready to do anything. That's his compassion. There are numerous examples of Lord's compassion in all over the Bharatvarsha. There are different devotees who got a really wonderful audience of their Lordship. They were able to see their Lordship face to face. Like Kanakadas. Kanakadas, he is from Dasa Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya. And he wrote numerous songs on the wonderful glories of their Lordship and his wonderful pastimes. In his Purva Ashram, he was a commander-in-chief of one of the army of one king. And he was a very powerful person. So one day in his dream, Lord appeared. And Lord told him that, why don't you surrender to me? Leave everything aside. What is there in this? Just be my servant. In the dream itself, he replied, I can't be your servant. Because whoever takes shelter of you, he becomes beggar. You make him a beggar. He does not get anything of this material life. I don't want to be your servant. Just forget. And then he got up. And still that dream was there in his mind. The whole thing, that whole episode was rolling in his mind. And he was thinking that what he has answered to the Lord is perfect. That's the true thing that he's supposed to do it. So, what he did, he ignored the whole incident. And after a few days, there was an attack by some person. The nearby king, he attacked on his kingdom. And there was a furious fight. And it went for days together. And he got injured badly. It's like a dud. Almost dead. So the whoever alive from the both parties, the soldiers, they were coming and picking up the people who were unconscious and taking them for the treatment. They came to him, saw him, and he was like almost dead. So they left him there. And they went. And after some time, he came to consciousness and he started asking for water. And midst of that bloody filth, where everywhere blood was scattered, it was mixed with the mud and it became so clumsy actually, and so dirty. And he was lying in that. And he was asking for water, water. And all of a sudden, one small boy came with a water pot and gave him a water. He drank it. And just, he opened his eyes and he looked at. That boy was so charming. And that boy asked him, "Hey, this is what you want. If it have been the servant of mine, you would have been glorious and people would have worshipped you. And for the sake of this, you have denied that you don't want to my servant. You are lying in the filth created by this blood and mud. Still, I'm giving you a chance. Would you like to be my servant?" And then he said, "Okay, I can be. But on one condition." See, this is our conditioning nature. We are already so much conditioned in this material world. We are suffering so much. But when Lord comes and wants to give you some mercy, you have your own conditions to take that also. But his condition was totally different than ours. He said, "Okay, whenever I call you, you have to come." Lord agreed with that. He said, "Okay, I'll come." Then he asked Lord, "I know that I can't approach you directly. So who will be my guru? From whom I should seek guidance?" Then Lord asked him to go to Vyasatirtha, Vyasaraj, and get an initiation from him. So he went, he took initiation from him. And Vyasaraj Tirtha was knowing that this person has a wonderful qualities through which he can attract the Lordship. So he used to give him a lot of preference for rendering services. But Vyasaraj Tirtha had his Brahmanas disciples who were sannyasis, brahmacharis. And after offering worship every day to their Lordship, he used to give first charanamrit to Kanaka. So other big sannyasis, stalwarts, scholars, the Asthana Pandits, they used to think, "What is this? Huh? Our Guru Maharaj is what he is doing? We are sannyasis, we are Brahmins, and this person is Kayastha, not from the Brahmin family. And why he is offering it to him?" Then nobody dared to go and directly ask Vyasaraj. But being a spiritual master, he came to know that there is some trouble is going on in the community. And he proved that how this Kanaka is very close to the Lord. But still these people had some problem. He never had access to go inside and see the deities in the altar, because it was not allowed those days. The Kayasthas or low class, low born people, they were not allowed to go and enter into temple and see the Lord. But Kanaka has such a tremendous devotion for the Lord. He just sat outside on the northern part of the temple. Yeah. He sat there and he started glorifying the Lordship with beautiful songs. As that song was going on, Kanaka was singing so melodiously. All of a sudden, the wall of the temple in the direction where Kanaka was sitting, that fell down. It collapsed totally. And right from where Kanakadas was sitting, he was able to see their lodge. Can you imagine? Here, for the sake of Jayan Vijaya and Chatushkumaras, Lord, he got up from his Sheshashaya, bed of Ananta Shesha, and he ran towards the gate. And here we are seeing Lord in his Archavigra form, he also related himself with his devotees. That's the compassion of the Lord. And Shripad Ramanujacharya, in his life, we have a series of such incidents where deities used to directly reciprocate with the Lord, with the devotees. Especially with Ramanujacharya. One day, as he was taking bath in Kaveri, that time he saw that one person is walking on the road. And how is walking? Backward. And he was holding umbrella for one lady. And everyone who were passing by, they were just looking at him and they were laughing at him. What a funny fellow, what he is doing. And that person was Dhanurdhar. He was a well-known wrestler of that area. Very powerful personality. And very wealthy also. By seeing that, Sri Ramanujacharya thought that this person needs the mercy of Lord. So he sent one of his Shishya to go and ask that person to come and see me. So, disciple of Shiva, Ramanujacharya, he went. And he asked another, Yatiraj wanted to meet you, see you. Then immediately, even though he was a wrestler and wealthy person, but he had a lot of respect for Brahmins and high class personalities, and especially for Shripad Ramanujacharya. So he came and he asked Shripad Ramanujacharya that what service I can do for you. Then Ramanujacharya asked him, why you are behaving like this? People are ridiculing you, but you are not stopping these activities. Don't you feel ashamed of what you are doing? He said, Master, I have one problem. I am the servant of beauty. And her eyes are so beautiful. My heart is got totally captivated, captured by her eyes. Then Shripad Ramanujacharya asked him, if I show you something more beautiful than this, what you will do? Then he said, I will give my life to serve that beauty there. He said, are you sure? Are you going to keep your words? He said, definitely. Then he said, let's come with me. And both, they came to Ranganath Nilaya, Ranganath temple. And there Shripad Ramanujacharya prayed Lord Ranganath, oh my Lord, you are so merciful. And you can do anything for the benefit of living entity. So please, show him your beauty and let his heart get captivated by that and let him surrender unto you. Because prapatti is the ultimate goal of taking shelter of the Lord, or ultimate goal of a human life. Prapatti means sharanagati, taking shelter. And then he asked Archaka, offer aarti to their lordship at his mukhamandala, at his lotus face. And when Archaka went and he started offering ghee lamb to that lotus face of the Lord. Lord manifested his beauty for Dhanurdhara. And as Dhanurdhara saw the beautiful eyes of the Lord, he lost. And that was the last day of his attachment to the beautiful eyes of his wife. For the sake of a devotee to show compassion for the other living entity, Lord does anything. Once one disciple of Srimad Ramanujacharya came to him and he asked him, "Guruvarya, I don't know if throughout life I may chant the holy name of the Lord, but at the time of death, if I am not able to remember their lordship, then what will happen to me?" Then Srimad Ramanujacharya thought for a while and he said, "I don't know about this, what will happen to you, but I can ask this to their lordship." So he went in front of Varadraj and he asked Varadraj, Lord Varadraj, that what can be done? He may remember throughout life, but at the time of death, if he is not able to remember you, what will happen to that person? Then just Lord gave a smile and he told him, "Don't worry. If he will not able to remember me, then I will remember him." Then one day, Srimad Ramanujacharya, he went to Kanchipurna Nambi, one of the disciples of Shripad Yamunacharya. And he asked me, "Please enlighten me. Because every day you sit with in front of the Lord and you have a discussion with him. So please enlighten my heart that what you hear from the Lord and what has Lord gave you the most wonderful thing." And then this Kanchipurna, he explained 6 things to him on which whole Ramanuja Darshan or Sri Bhashya is based on. So what are this? The first thing is that Lord Narayana is Paramatma. Second, the individual souls were different from the Paramatma. Third thing, prapatti is the means of liberation, attaining liberation. Prapatti means surrendered, taking full shelter of the Lord. And fourth, where Lord has answered the question of that person who said that at the time of death, if I am not able to remember, the Lord said here that moksha can be obtained. That the last remembrance of the Lord on the part of the departing soul was not necessary. If he chants throughout the life, then Lord takes care of it. The fifth one is moksha can be obtained only on lying off the mortal coils, that is videha bhav. If you leave this bodily attachment or bodily platform of life, then you will be able to attain the liberation. And sixth one is that Ramanujacharya should go and take shelter of Periyar Nambi and get the further enlightenment. Then he went to Periyar Nambi in Madhura Kantam, and there he got the Pancha Samskaras. and he started traveling. He preached about the principle that has given by the predecessor acharyas. He became so powerful to explain the Vedic text and represent his own comment or present his commentary on Vedanta Sutra that his own spiritual master or own teacher in his Gurukul, Yadav Prakash, he came to him and became his disciple. And he took an initiation from him, sannyas, and he also started preaching around the same gospel what Vishishtadvaita was established by Shripad Ramanujacharya. As per Navadvipa Mahatmya, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes down that Shripad Ramanujacharya once got the darshan of Lord Gauranga. At that time, Lord Gauranga, by seeing Lord Gauranga, he developed all the Ashta Sattvika Vikaras. But Mahaprabhu told him that, let it be concealed. When I will come personally and appear in this material world, I will take two things from your sampradaya, what you have established. One is Sharanagati, and second is deity worship. Because Shripad Ramanujacharya's most powerful work is that he established Pancharatrika Vidhi through the breadth and width of Bharatvarsha. He traveled and he gave the proper pattern for deity worship everywhere. That should be a common everywhere and everyone should follow that, which is meant for the age of Akali. In the age of Akali, to follow the Vedika Paddhati, Arsha Paddhati is not that easy. It's very difficult. So Agamas or Pancharatras are given for the age of Akali. So he established this Pancharatrika worship in Bharatvarsha. And that's the great contribution done by Shripad Ramanujacharya. Then one day as he went to Tirupati to have a darshan of Lord Venkatesha, there was a big argument was going on. Few people, they were thinking that this Venkatesha is not Lord Vishnu, but he is Lord Shiva. Few people were thinking that no, he is Murugan or Skanda. And Vaishnavas, they are saying, this is Lord Venkatesha, is Lord Vishnu. But they had a big fight for that. It was like a war. And Shripad Ramanujacharya reached. So he said, okay, the whole thing will get settled down. What we can do? Tonight, before putting Lord to rest, we'll keep all the ayudhas and paraphernalia of the said deities. If you are thinking he is a Lord Shiva, so keep Trishula, Damru, Vibhuti, Rudrakshmala, everything inside. And also keep the ayudhas of Lord Vishnu, Shankha Chakra, Gada, Padma, everything. And let's see in tomorrow morning that what Lord picks up and holds it in his hand. And everyone agreed for that, because everyone did believe that Lord is there itself. Whether it's Shiva or Vishnu, he is there. So they agreed with that and they said, okay, keep all the things inside and lock the door. And let's see morning what happens. And for the surprise, next morning when they opened the door, they saw Lord Venkatesha is standing with Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma in his hand. And then that fight of Shaivites and Vaishnavites and Shaktas, everything was nullified. there are many deities that got relieved, or sorry, revealed to Srimad Ramanujacharya. And one of them is Ramapriya Bhagavan, that is Sampat Kumar, whom he went and brought it back from this Muhammad Ghazni. In that incident, we can see how Lord reciprocates with his own devotees. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajami. If you consider him as a stone or marble, same way he reciprocates with you. But if you consider him as a person, then he reciprocates to you as a person. So it depends upon your consciousness, the development of your consciousness, the clarity of your thoughts, and purity of your mind. That will attract the Lord's mercy. So Shripad Ramanujacharya, he used to talk to deities. He used to reciprocate with them. And he established that Archakas, who worship the deities, they are very prominent personalities. Because what they are supposed to do in Vaikuntha, they are already doing it in this material world also. So he had a tremendous respect for Archakas. One day what happened? There was one king, Chola king. He was a great Shaivite. And he wanted to kill Shripad Ramanujacharya. At any case, by any means, he wanted to kill him. Because he was thinking that this person is a great threat for Shaivites. Because he is establishing the supremacy of Lord Vishnu. So what he did, he caught one corrupt Brahmana or Archaka from Ranganath temple and gave him a bribe of gold coins and asked him to put this black cobra poison in Charanamrita. So as everything was happened after darshan, Shripad Ramanujacharya went to take a Charanamrita. And as he supposed to take in his mouth, one lady came and she just dragged his hand. And that was too much actually, because he was a Yatiraj, being a sannyasi, and those days ladies were not allowed to go even nearby, what to speak of touching the sannyasi. Shripad Ramanujacharya was surprised and he just looked at that kind lady and he asked, "Mother, what is this? Why you are not following the general rules that one is supposed to follow? Being a Brahmina, you should be idle to show that how things should be done. Why you have done this?" Then the person who was giving it, that hala hala, that lady was his wife, and she wanted to save Ramanuja because she were knowing that there is a poison inside. So she told him that, "Please, don't drink this." He said, "Why?" She said, "There is a poison inside." Then Shripad Ramanuja chanted that verse that Akalam Pratyuharanam Sarva Vyadi Vinashanam Vishnu Padadakumpi. He said, "This is Charanamrita. If Lord wants me to drink this and he has given that intention in the Archaka's heart, then I should have it. Let's see. It depends upon the Lord what he wants from me." And he drank it. In actuality, who is Shripad Ramanujacharya? Is none other than Ananta Shesha. So what poison can do him? Nothing. But the person who gave it When Ramanujacharya had it, he fainted and collapsed. But Srimad Ramanujacharya, he prayed their lordship for that Brahmana. Oh my lord, because he has ignored you, so he has committed this offense. Please be merciful to him and give your prapatti. See, that's the heart of a pure devotee. There are so many incidents, but we don't have that much time to elaborate. We may continue tomorrow also with that. Hare Krishna. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. कल किया परसों
मतलब कल हमारा परसों था तो कल खा लेते हैं।